This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
I think they're all coming along well. I think we've got a good competitive situation there with veteran players we brought in, with some of the younger players we have. We'll see how it all shapes up, but it seems like a very competitive group right now. You know, we're kind of everybody's right in the mix.
Patriots podcast live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
You know, congratulations to him and the soul and the band and everybody. It's a big year for him. Just got done with an album tour, Arena Football League Championship, so to get down there and see if we can rub some of that magic off here.
Now, with your Patriots 2008 training camp updates, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Live to tape here at Gillette Stadium, the PFW boys are back.
Take that, Chris Ferreira.
A single session workout just completed on the sunny practice fields.
It's hot out there.
It was hot out
nice
there.
Nice little breeze every now and then, but it was
except
hot
in the media tent, but no one cares about us in the media tent where it's hot.
I got to be honest with you. I don't care about you out of the media.
Paul Perillo drank enough Gatorade to sink a ship. Not all that exciting of a practice, and I give you one reason and one reason only.
No Moss.
After dominating last night during the indoor session in the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse, when it was pouring outside and thundering, Randy Moss put on a lightning-like display against the defensive backs, just killing Terrence Wheatley, Fernando Bryant, anyone who happened to get in his way. A lot of red zone work, a lot of Moss scoring. He had what I'm going to assume until I know otherwise is a veteran-type day off. We have no reason to believe there was an injury or anything out there.
There were a few veterans who had the day off.
Well, Matt Light, I believe, must be dealing with something because it's a couple days now.
Yeah, 2 days in a row for Matt Light. So you wonder, you know, I mean, Seymour had a couple of days in a row too, and he claims every one of these is just kind of a coach's and trainer's decision,
right.
Maybe. Lights in the same boat.
But until otherwise, we'll assume Moss just getting a day off. But without him, the offense struggled. Not a lot of consistency, didn't look very fluid. And as I reminded Fred Kirsch, who was critiquing the offense in the tent, also Welker.
Right.
You were already working without Welker, who's on PUP. Now you lose Moss.
Yeah.
Now you're lining up some backup players, with no disrespect to Chad Jackson, Jabbar Gaffney. You know, Marcus Pollard lined up wide. Ben Watson lined up wide. Kevin Faulk lined up wide.
Even Maroney lined up wide.
Yeah, in the end, you know, Brady started hot in the 7-on-7. I think he went like 5 for his first 5, kind of sprinkling it across the field. But when they started to go to team drills, he almost looked like Matt Castle or Rohan Davey, where he kept failing to find anybody open and just had to chuck it deep.
It's interesting that you put it that way, because I was almost wondering at one point if they were working on a situation. You know, because Bill has talked a lot about they're incorporating a lot of situation work. I was wondering if maybe they were doing some late game work where they want to try to like have the pocket break down and they're intentionally getting him out of the... I'm being dead serious.
He playing the role of Fred Kirsch.
No, there was
Paul
Perillo. No, obviously they weren't. What I'm saying is at the time it happened so many plays in a row, I was wondering, hey, this can't just be no one open every play and he's got to buy time. And he was just heaving them.
Right.
Yeah. 30, 40 yards downfield. He kept trying to force it to Ben Watson.
And really,
and
a lot of them weren't even close.
No.
5 yards away from Watson. C.J. Jones, there was 2 defenders there when he chucked it up. I think one of them was to Kevin Faulk deep down the field.
And you could tell by his frustration with it that it wasn't a drill.
Well, at one point, he just started screaming.
Right.
Yeah.
Started yelling, throwing his hands up in the air, flailing all around. Not a good day for the offense. At one point, Richard Seymour broke around right end or the left side of the offensive line and batted Brady's arm as he went to throw.
We should mention that Seymour was in.
Indeed, because if he wasn't on the field, it would have been hard to knock down the
arm. It would have been illegal.
Yes.
Everyone sucks but me.
Other guys not on the field. Paul, Jason Webster not on the field.
Yes, Webster, Vince Redd, Teddy Bruschi, Matt Light, and as we already mentioned,
Moss.
Randy Moss.
And we're going to put Teddy Bruschi
along with the other 10
I'll put him in
the
day off
in the veteran day off category until we know otherwise.
Marcus Pollard and Seymour, guys that missed some time yesterday, both back out there today.
Right. So they're working with pretty much a full contingent
before we
day
move
in
on,
and day out.
I'm sorry. Before we move on, Andy, I do want to mention that we joked about our on-field source, who sometimes tells us some information, David Thomas. I don't know if this is something to be concerned about yet. At one point, tight end coach Pete Mangurian kind of asked him, you know, what was wrong. He said something about his ankle. You know, so he ended up leaving the practice at the time. He went to look at the trainers and eventually left the field, didn't do anything. I didn't see him back out there the rest of the day.
No, didn't come out.
So he's someone I'm going to really be looking for tomorrow morning. To see if he's out there, you know, when I arrive around 9:30 or so.
Especially considering his you know, history.
Well, that's
having
why.
Dealt with some injuries.
If this was somebody else, I would just say, well, you know, maybe turned an ankle or whatever, but he's had foot problems. Maybe it's a foot, not an ankle.
Let's talk about
know.
Tight ends for a second here while you bring it up, Paul. Dave Thomas limps off.
Benjamin Watson. And we should add that he's looked really good, in my opinion.
It's the story of his career. When he's on the field, he looks pretty good. He can catch the ball. He can run routes. He just can't stay on the field. He makes it look easy. He's a tremendous professional. But Benjamin Watson out there, but has been in and out of practice.
Yeah.
Beyond that, you have Marcus Pollard, who I think we all are intrigued by but don't know what you're getting in year 14.
I want to ask Belichick a question about Marcus Pollard, but I'm not exactly what
Without
sure
being
what
disrespectful to,
ask.
To Marcus Pollard?
Yeah. I'm not really sure exactly what or how to ask it.
I asked him about Marcus Pollard the other day,
on Saturday?
Yeah. You know, just asked him about, you know, was he what you expected when you brought him in because you've been familiar with him playing against him with the Colts. And he said,
I have no idea.
For the most part, he's pretty much brought to the table what he expected. And I said, I followed it up with, you know, even in year 14, you know, does he still have the skills that, you know, he might have had? He's like, well, he probably doesn't have quite the skills he had back then, but he still has enough to do what we need him to do. So.
But my question is, we talk about the offense looking a little limited today with Moss and Welker out. Well, tight end could have stepped up today in practice. Say this is a game where you're missing Moss and Welker. Do they have the horses, or is that a position where it was once a strength where you said, well, you have Graham, you have Watson, they can do different things. Is it now to the point where you say it's almost an afterthought position that you can't really count on? They're injured, they're limited, they haven't evolved. You know, how do you look at that position, Paul Perillo?
Well, the one guy that I think you really have to focus on there is Benjamin Watson, and I don't think today was one of his better days. With, you know, as you put it, Andy, an opportunity to step up and maybe make some plays. I thought he had a couple of passes that were in his vicinity that he could have made plays on that he didn't. There were other times that he and Brady didn't appear to be on the same page, but he did make one really nice catch in a red zone drill late in practice when Brady really fired one in between a lot of traffic, a lot of hands. Made a nice tough catch in, you know, for a touchdown, but beyond that,
dropped one in the end zone.
Yeah, I thought he dropped at least two or three.
Was covered by James Sanders,
yeah,
who I love more than anyone.
Wasn't all that open.
But Benjamin Watson at what his best, at what people like Peter King think he's going to be, is supposed to be an athletic playmaking tight end who should win matchups with James Sanders, and wasn't exactly embarrassing James Sanders. Sanders may have had some jersey on one play holding him back. But
like some of those plays that we talked about that were broken plays where Brady, you know, maybe would have been sacked, but, you
right.
know, obviously it's not live. So he moves out of the pocket. Now we're talking 7, 8, 9 seconds a play is going on. A tight end of his athleticism should be able to get open in that time deep. And he really, in some of those heaves that Brady had 30, 40 yards downfield, he wasn't all that open.
No.
There was no separation between Sanders, as Andy said, and even some of the other safeties that were back there. I don't know if there's something missing with him. I don't know if it's health related. I know he had a lot of work done in the offseason, and he found a way to get back out
Nose
on the field.
Job?
I think he had three separate procedures in the offseason. You know, to me, that's, you know, a testament to him that he was able to get back
yes.
out there for the start of training camp.
But one reason maybe why they weren't succeeding stepping up the tight ends, it's the safety play you're getting out of James Sanders and Brandon Merriweather.
It's just unabashed.
And they're doing fun of me for loving Sanders. Rodney.
The youngsters are doing a fine job out there in the absence of Rodney Harrison, who's on PUP. And James Sanders spoke with the media after practice, and he talked a little bit about the chemistry that's building with he and Merriweather.
It's going real well. You know, Brandon's in his second year. He's getting a lot more confident. You know, he's going out there, and he's playing well right now. And, you know, we're working good together right now.
I like it. I'm intrigued by this young safety duo. And I don't want to say anything to disparage Rodney Harrison, but I'd like to see.
Second ball looks every bit as majestic as the first.
I'd like to see what they can do if they got a little time playing with each other consistently for a mm-hmm. couple game stretch. You know, again, not to say I want to get rid of Rodney Harrison. I just want to see what those. I think they have interesting skills. I'd like to see how they melded together. You know, I asked Sanders, strong, free. He doesn't care. Call me strong, free, left, right, whatever safety you need me to be. And I think to some degree they both can kind of do different things like that. So I'm intrigued by that. And I put Paul and Eric to sleep. So that's going to wrap up this podcast.
No, I was going to let Eric actually have a little analysis there, and he nodded his head. Yes, we're on radio.
I think he fell asleep,
We're going a little long here.
That's what we do.
But the Patriots.
We didn't even get to talk about the blitz pickup drill that we always love.
Yeah, it's
our
a good drill.
Our favorite drill.
We're going long now. We're doing something the Patriots couldn't do in practice today because Randy Moss was not on the field. To sum it all up, the offense struggled. That's going to wrap up another podcast from Gillette Stadium. We'll get back at you tomorrow with double sessions.
What the hell are you doing?
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime. for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.
I'm not doing it with you. No.